conservative media really does love themselves establishment politics. I know. And other news, water is wet. But the most establishy guy out there, our governor of the great Republic of Texas, one and only Greg Abbott, put out a statement yesterday saying that per his executive order, you are now prohibited, if you are a government entity in the state of Texas, you are prohibited from a mask mandate. County, city, school district, public health authorities, government officials. Of course, if you listen to this, schools have to do the mask mandate until June 4th. Then after June 4th, no student, parent, teacher, or other member can be required to wear a mask. Hey, Greggy, nobody's in school after June 4th. Nobody is in school after June 4th. So that doesn't mean anything. The kids that are having to breathe through masks right now, nobody's getting help from you, sweetheart. And then he says, beginning May 21st, local governments or officials that attempt to impose a mask mandate or impose a limitation inconsistent or conflicting with the executive order can be subject to up to a $1,000 fine. And then he says this nonsense. The Lone Star State continues to defeat COVID-19 through blah, blah, blah. 2024 propaganda. Yada, yada, yada. He's just two steps behind DeSantis. Anybody that pays attention, and I know that is a loaded thing to say, because not many people do. But the ones who are paying attention are just saying, you're just two steps behind DeSantis. But DeSantis banned it for everybody. Businesses can't, nobody can't. Greg Abbott, if my listeners and all my listeners are just the smartest, most intelligent, and hot tip, all listeners of the Bear Brief are the most incredible looking people on planet Earth. I don't know if I just I've been told this, so I just need to relay it to you. So my incredibly amazing, genius, beautiful people audience already knows that Governor Abbott and his executive order, which is now being touted. I don't even know what that means. Touted. There it is. Touted as this bastion of conservatism and so amazing and just the greatest thing ever. And I can't believe it. All of us who actually pay attention are going, first of all, you're 2 months late. Technically, you're 14 months too late. And secondly, what about private business? Because all you're doing is absolving the government of any kind of liability, if you want to say. But nope, everybody's running around. Oh, Greg Abbott, you're so amazing. Yeah, everybody remember when he allowed people to go to jail? Shelley Luther, cops were going into businesses and shutting. Luckily, that never happened in my town. Businesses stayed open. Some businesses closed. Some businesses stayed open. And everybody just kind of, remember Meal Team 6 out in Midland, Odessa? They sent down the best of the best in Midland, Odessa, to go after like five guys hanging outside a double-wide bar. The bar was like a double-wide. They just kind of put on cinder blocks. had helicopters and Apaches and tanks ready to take out three dudes because they were drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon outside. But this is the guy, Greg Abbott. Hell, at this point, I wouldn't even mind Matthew McConaughey for 4 years. Seriously, what is the difference between Matthew McConaughey? All right, we're gonna put this mask mandate in place. We're gonna bump those numbers down. We gotta get these COVID numbers down. All right. Seriously, what is the difference between Matthew McConaughey or somebody like Greg Abbott? Well, Greg Abbott's a conservative. How is he? He's not. He's establishment. He's crony. And that's a problem. Texas has one of the worst state governments. It is just swampy, swamp, swamp. Austin is garbage, too, by the way. It's just an awful, awful place to be. Well, he doesn't even conserve big business, Justin's telling me. He makes a good point. He conserves it for them. But think about the fact that he has brought in time after time liberal companies. What's happened in North Carolina? North Carolina used to be a solidly red state. Now I think it's called it's not the technology triangle, but it's something along those lines. They catered to big tech. Oh, big tech coming. That's right. Greg Abbott could not be in U571. By the way, U571 is an underrated film. I have to say, U571 is absolutely underrated. If for no other reason than they kill off Bon Jovi 10 minutes into the film. It should have won an Oscar for that. Research Triangle Park. Thank you. I know you guys have talked about it. The RTP. The Research Triangle Park in North Carolina. North Carolina is now a purple state. We're having the same thing happen here with the courting of tech companies. Facebook, Apple, Google is putting Fios all over the place. Toyota's been brought in. Tesla, right? As much as I like Tesla with their solar roofs and their backup batteries, they're here as well. So they're all coming in, and Abbott is welcoming them. Instead of building up small businesses, instead of making it easier, because I just watched a buddy of mine try to start a small business, he had to drop it. Because he just couldn't deal with the paperwork and the finances. He had to wait 6 weeks. Think about this. He had to start the business, put the business into effect, then apply for a business permit and wait 6 weeks. Meanwhile, bills are racking up from software and rent and all these other things while he's waiting for his business, individual tax ID number, EIN, to come through. So by the time he gets his EIN and he opens up, he's already even more behind the eight ball. So instead of making it easier for small businesses to come in, they just bring in Toyota and they bring in this company and they bring in that company. They bring in this financial institution. And yes, I understand we still have it pretty good here in Texas. I do. I know I sound like I'm just being negative, but Abbott has to be called out for the fact that he is doing nothing but being reactionary. He's not being a leader. He's not being a leader like they're telling. He's such a leader. No, he's not. He watches what DeSantis does. Now, whatever you want to say about DeSantis, bad or good, or blah, 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 blah. He at least has led on things, unlike Abbott, who is following at breakneck speed. As soon as something focus tests well, he's right after it. And that's what we're looking at as far as people who trust government. Oh, look at Abbott. Abbott is not your saving grace. Just like no Republican is. And I have an article from Pedro Gomez talking about the GOP milking its voting base, which it continues to do. And we're going to talk about that in the second hour after Daniel Cervega stops by. And my crypto bros, I can't wait to talk in the third hour about them cryptocurrencies and how you all telling me the crypto's going to rise again, which it probably will. But this morning, I hope you have, as the kids say, diamond hands. Diamond hands is what the kids say as far as you got to hold on to them stocks when, or stonks when all of this stuff drops. And I mean drop. Yeah. Here's the problem. Somebody says buy the dip. Where's the dip? Because people are buying the dip and it's continuing to drop. Now, I don't want to really cover what's going on in the crypto market until I want to give it until noon. I want it to go past noon, see where it actually ends, if it does or does not, or if it continues to drop. But $30,000 has been dropped so far today. Bitcoin itself has plunged nearly $30,000. And, you know, people, like I've said, I am not into crypto. My thing is that my big investment is a little bit of money in Doge, which is just absolutely getting beaten like a redheaded stepchild. And that is an old saying, so don't get after me on that. It's Dogecoin is just falling like a rock. But that was, I don't have a lot of money in it, so I'm not really too worried. I don't have a lot of money in most of this stuff. So it's interesting to see how crypto, reacts to being mainstream. And that's what I was trying. That's what I was trying to tell you. That's what I was trying to tell y'all. Crypto is fine as this kind of outside the lines little thing people talk about in the future. We're all going to have crypto. It's going to be awesome. But what happens when it becomes a currency that is now running side by side with what? With the dollar, with the yen, with national currencies. When it's running with national currencies, those currencies are not going to be happy about this. And those currencies are going to make sure that it gets knocked down a peg or two. That's what I've been saying.